I'm in beautiful Leeds, and it's not raining, which they said it would. So obviously all of the discussion is providing enough hot air to keep a protective bubble of fair weather over the armories where I'm sat right now with Catherine Dimsdale. And you work for the AMA. What's your job?
I do. I work for the AMA and I am the programme coordinator. So I've been assisting Julie, the executive director, with putting the programme together for the conference, inviting speakers such as yourself to come and give presentations for our 400 or so delegates.
So for those that have absolutely no idea what the AMA is, can you give me a quick paragraph?
It stands for Arts Marketing Association, and we're a membership body, national and some international members as well. So generally, people who work in arts marketing, whether that's for a gallery or a museum or a theatre or a dance company, and sort of all different levels of experience in that field. So you'll have marketing assistants, but then people who've moved up through marketing to become heads of department or even sometimes sort of crossed over into director roles. So a wide range of people within that sector.
Hmm. I heard a discussion on a table earlier on with someone going, how come you got your ticket so cheap? And they said, I'm a member. So they obviously subscribe to the AMA and then they get certain benefits.
Yeah, that's right. You subscribe and then you get cheaper events. We do lots of workshops throughout the year. This is our big annual conference, but we do other training events. We're just starting a residential programme. What else do? We have a website with lots of valuable resources.
Which is?
now
I've put you on the spot. It's easily Arts Marketing Association. If you Google it, you will find it. It will be the top hit because you guys are quite good at SEO.
Of course. Yeah.
Have you been in any of the talks here? Have you picked up any tips and tricks which is going to change the way that the AMA do their own marketing? Because we're at a serious transition now, aren't we, really?
Yeah, well, we did have a forum in advance of the conference, and actually Selena Virrells from the South Bank Centre presented a sort of roundup of the learning from the forum this morning, which I thought was really useful, and she had some really good tips. We'll have a report available on the website, but I'm trying to think what I remember from that. But basically, it's about having to adapt and being agile and smart and not rejecting everything that's gone before, but just making sure that you adapt what you're doing and keep up with everything that's going on.
And do a lot of listening as well. There seems to be a lot of people talking about how important listening is now, which marketing used to just be about shouting.
That's really good. Listening to the people that we are marketing to. We're not really marketing to them anymore. We're listening to them and trying to get them to... we're talking about sort of the difference between push marketing and pull marketing. Mm-hmm. And what Selena was saying this morning actually sort of turned that around again a little bit, talking about the people who engage with the arts pulling us in rather than us pulling them in, if you see what I mean.
It's a brave new world. This is AMA 10. Or was there a 9876?
Yeah, it's AMA 2010. I think the first conference was in 1993.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you've managed to survive for quite a while. I mean, are you a little bit worried about what's happening? And are you guys pretty much independent? Or were these guys needing you more than ever to a certain extent with everybody talking about cuts? It's definitely very high on people's minds.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully people recognise the value and importance of...
We're getting a great local argument here. I can understand the accent.
That's more interesting.
Yeah, carry on.
Hopefully people still see the value of training and, you know, what we were just talking about, everything changing all the time and keeping up to date. But the AMA is a not-for-profit organisation.
Right.
So although we get funding for some projects... you know, our membership money is, you know, it goes back to the members in the services and stuff that we offer. So I guess in some ways we are independent, but we need our subscribers to be able to...
Reinject and invest, which is interesting. There's a lot of not-for-profits out there who seem to be the ones doing some of the more innovative and some of the more sustainable projects like this. So excellent. Well, thank you very much, Catherine. I've got to go in and prepare. I've got another talk in a very nice looking theatre. It looks really cosy and
I hope so, because it's getting quite chilly out here.
Yeah, let's get back inside. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Christian.